Spring is coming, and we know even after the snow melts, ski moms love to play outside. Skeeta, our favorite Vermont outdoor accessory brand, has you covered as the seasons change. Founder Corinne Prevost started Skeeta in 2007. The Vermont ski racer began making hats for her ski teammates and friends. As the buzz snowballed beyond the New England ski community, new products joined the line to keep everyone warm and colorful. Each season, Corinne and her team update the prints to keep the collection feeling fresh and new. This spring, Skeeta is celebrating its 16th birthday with fresh prints like the Pastel, Whimsical, and Plein Air collection. Our favorite pieces include the Throwback Headbands. This headband is made to keep hair and sweat off your face. The single-ply design gathers neatly in the back for maximum styling. Wear it scrunched or lay it flat. It's your perfect partner for any activity where you want a great pop of color and style with minimal fuss. For sunny days, we adore the Skeeta Brim Hat. This five-panel camp hat is the perfect grab-and-go companion. Made in a lightweight, water-repellent material, this hat is ideal for hiking, camping, and the beach. Stay protected from the sun in style. Whether you're cheering your kids at a lacrosse game, exploring with your girlfriends, or simply walking the woods with your loyal pup, Skeeta accessories are there to make ski mom life more fun. Save 20% off your order with code SKIMOMS20 at checkout. Welcome to the Ski Moms Après Ski Podcast. Welcome to the Après Ski version of the Ski Moms Fun Podcast. We wanted to bring you some more authentic stories from our personal experiences. And because this is basically the Super Bowl, the main holiday, the New Year's Eve of Ski Mom's Life, President's Weekend, we thought that we would start kick off our bonus content with some tips to tackling President's Day weekend and making it a successful trip. So for those of you who don't live on mountains, say you live in cities or you live in suburbs, and you don't get a ton of chances to get skiing, this is traditionally a big weekend for families to head to the slope. So we want more success and fewer tantrums out there.
Yeah, it's one of the busiest weekends probably of the year or weeks of the year. You have families, you have college students, you have people of all ages out there, which makes it for a lot of fun, but also challenging and crowded. So some of the things we wanted to share is some of our tips for navigating this very busy time of year, but also when you can get some of the best conditions and have a lot of fun out there with your family.
So one of the things that we often joke about is a little theory, a little scientific study that Sarah has been conducting over her years of being a ski mom. And I think she calls it the three Jersey rule. So we hope that you take this little tidbit into account when you're planning your weekend. So Sarah, lay out your theory for us.
So first of all, I just want to say this is not meant to offend anyone. I did share this with some ski moms recently, and I did not realize that they are Patriot season ticket holders. So I may have offended some people. And this is obviously all in jest. But going off the Super Bowl, comment that Nicole shared, one of the things that I've collected data over the past 10 years and throughout all of New England. And one thing that I've noticed and is just a rule that I think everyone, you know, everyone I know and in my family adheres to is once you have spotted three Patriot jerseys on the mountain, in line, on the lift line, in the lodge, it's time to pack up. Everyone knows in my family, that's time you sound the alarm, you pack up, you get out of there quickly. Now, if you're closer to New York City, you're going to be looking for Jets jerseys. I'd only probably go to a two limit for those. But up in Vermont, you usually can get safely to the three is the tipping point there. And what I tell my children and my mom friends, my ski mom friends is, you know, you're going to encounter these Patriot jerseys. And I just say, it's like a kind of like a bear. You don't want to make eye contact. You want to make yourself appear big. And you want to, you know, kind of move away quickly. I was actually on the chairlift on Sunday with a Patriot jersey. And I don't know how he did this. It was actually very impressive. He pulled out of his jersey an open can of Natty Light or possibly PBR. But you know, you can learn things from these guys, but typically it's usually a good idea to get your family off the hill when you spot a number of them, because it just means that things can get a little bit rowdy and a little bit crazy.
I think that is a great rule of thumb. And in all seriousness, things do get a little bit wacky after lunchtime on the mountains, even on a good day, but definitely when, you know, the more amateur ski moms are out, the beginner ski moms, you know, they're just getting their ski legs under them. And we want to give them the successful tips to navigating this weekend. So one of the things that we think you should be doing now ahead of time is trying on all of the ski clothes and boots that may have fit back in November. Don't expect them to still be fitting, especially if you've got grade school age kids or teenagers. Make sure that you've tried that stuff on and then beg, borrow, and steal from your friends locally to see, to make sure that you've got the right sizes. I'd say lay everything out ahead of time. I love those big nylon scout bags with handles. They're like IKEA bags, and they've got big, sturdy handles. You can put a ton in them. And I say, set it all by the front door.
Yeah. And don't make the mistake that I made where you think you're going to save time putting everything in the car the night before, because then you end up with your ski boots are like bricks and everything's freezing cold. And that's a really bad way to start your ski day. The other thing I would say is if you are renting gear, to get it before on your way into town at one of the local ski shops off mountain. It'll just save you a lot of time on the day of. You won't be in the big lines with the crowds. And that will just get you and your family, if you are renting equipment, you know, out to the hill much faster.
And even better is if you can get pick up your rentals. Most places will give you your rental the night before, anytime after 3 or 4 in the afternoon. They'll allow you to pick up the rentals without being charged that extra day. So go ahead and see if you can pick it up on Friday evening or Thursday evening as you're heading out to the mountain, and have those rentals taken care of. And make sure you've labeled everything, of course, before you get to the mountain. And also think of your morning, your pregame in the morning. You know, you want to have like a hearty, simple breakfast so you can get out there. The best time to ski is those first tracks. Now, I know it can be challenging with kids to get out there, but if you have something like overnight oats prepared or something in the slow cooker that you can serve the kids and get out the door or the condo quickly in the morning, you're going to have some of your best skiing in the day, really from 8 until about 11. Most mountains will let those early ups, you can get up for about an hour before lessons start, so you could get some family time and then. But keep in mind that the lessons are going to begin, and that's when things are going to get crowded. It's still going to be very family friendly up until about 11. So I say, if you can have a late breakfast and get out the door, then call it early. Call it 11. Call it 11:30. Have lunch then. You know, get the primo spot indoors to get lunch. Or if the kids are in ski school, they're going to get lunch there. But maybe call it early for yourself, and that's when you book the massage or you settle up, sidle up to the fire with a good book, rather than battling the crowds and the PBR drinking jersey wearers out there.
Absolutely. And if you're going to have lunch on the mountain, you know, getting in there early before the crowds will just make it much easier for the family before, you know, everyone starts to get hangry and grouchy and just it gets hectic in the lodge. So just kind of everything front loaded as much as possible makes for a much more enjoyable experience. Like Sunday mornings are probably the best of these holiday weekends. That's really probably the quietest time. But just getting out there early is definitely a challenge, but also it's just going to be a better overall ski experience generally.
And I hope by now that you've put the arrange for the kids to get into their ski school lessons and their clinics. If you haven't done that, you're probably going to be shut out of those at this point. But I will say there's still a shot to get a private guide. And let's say you've got some money burning a hole in your pocket. A private guide is the way to go because they're not necessarily going to guide you through all over the mountain. You may even know the mountain pretty well. But what they're going to do is get you to the front of the line because the guides get to go in the ski school's line. So on these busy weekends, you could be saving yourself 15, 20 minutes at every lift line by being able to go in that ski school line. So again, if money's no object, you can hire that private guide. And what we've learned is that if you request a guide by name, they'll often go through extraordinary measures to match you up with that guide. And the guide is going to make a little bit more money by being requested directly. So you're likely to get a guide and they're likely to love guiding you because they're making more money.
Absolutely. One thing I was thinking about also is if you're going to a resort that you haven't been to before, it's a great idea to like look at the resort map ahead of time. There's such a variety in terms of where parking is, where you're trying to get to, where the lodge is located. And if you just have a general idea of, you know, where you're trying to get to, that can be really helpful as well. Because, you know, if you're going to Stowe, you have to take a gondola over. Other places you can basically park right up to the lift. Others, you'll be taking a shuttle. So it really is going to vary, but getting a lay of the land will also just help you navigate. It's a larger resort, especially if you know which base area you're trying to get to. Like somewhere like Okemo has multiple. So you've got to make sure, especially if you're meeting people, you're all at the right base area and things like that.
That's such a good point. I was at Mount Sunapee this week doing a resort review, and they have four different lifts from the base area, and it's quite spread out. So I recommend, especially if you're skiing with grade school kids or teenagers, having a meeting spot. So nobody has the excuse of, oh, I didn't have my phone, or I didn't know where we're meeting. You know, pick a meeting spot that everyone knows before you scatter and start your ski day. You know, they have a bunch of areas with picnic tables, or they've got different areas in the lodge, and just say, look, if we get separated, let's meet here and agree on it before you start your ski day. And if you do this once at the mountain, then it becomes like the designated meetup area every time you go back there.
Yeah. And that's also a good idea, because even if you and the kids have phones, which is great, phones can die really quickly in the cold. The batteries can die quickly in the cold, or at some resorts, there's limited reception. So having the designated predetermined time and place to meet is also just like a great idea, best practice to make sure that, you know, you're not missing a family member at the end of the day.
And let's talk some food strategies here. I say this is not the weekend to be supporting healthy eating habits. I highly subscribe to the put some M&Ms and Skittles in the pockets for those long lift lines, for those long cafeteria lines, for those instances where you see a meltdown on the horizon. Don't be above some good old red dye number two going into the system, because it may buy you some extra time. Definitely, you know, the broccoli and carrots have their place, but President's Day weekend is not that time.
Yeah. And that also leads to thinking about, you know, your meal plan for dinners, because a lot of resorts are reservation only or getting very crowded that time of year. So depending if you're in a condo where you can cook dinner, thinking about having something in the crock pot during the day so that it's just ready when you get back, everyone can eat when they want, or making reservations or having a plan for somewhere you can pick up ahead of time. There was a Martin Luther King weekend up here in Vermont, and one of the pizza shops ran out of pizza. So doing that early, getting in there early and having a plan will definitely be helpful as well.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes I think, oh, it's going to be so much easier to go out. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean. But on a busy holiday weekend, you might just be adding more stress to the equation. At home, you can open up a bottle of wine. You can relax if you've got something prepared in the slow cooker. Sometimes it's easier just to be at home, though there is that thought in your mind of, oh, it's going to be just nicer to have somebody cooking and cleaning for me. On these busy weekends, sometimes it is counterintuitive, but staying home is the solution for those evening meals. And we loved to bring a special treat on these holiday weekends for the kids. Back in the day, it was those Lego Friends. They had different snowy scenes. There was one that was a chairlift that the girls built. And while we were prepping dinner and having a glass of wine, the kids were happily playing with Lego. There's also puzzles that you can get for the entire family. That's always a good one. So I love having some of these little treats for the family on these long weekends.
And we just put out a list of children's books that relate to skiing that have all sorts of great ideas of books that could be packed and, you know, added to kind of a treat at the end of the day to get the kids excited for the next day or even before the trip, looking forward to getting out on the snow.
Yeah, and do a little, as we said, the best skiing is definitely going to be in the morning most of the days. On the long weekend, the afternoon of the last day will be another primo spot. Most people have given up and have gone home at that point, and things really open up on that last day afternoon. But look at some alternative things to do in these afternoons. A lot of resorts have tubing. I know Okemo has a mountain coaster, and they have an ice skating rink. A lot of resorts have different activities. Many of them have indoor pools, which can be a lot of fun for the kids to burn off that last little bit of energy. But look into those alternative activities for the late afternoon when the mountain is going to be a little bit more crowded. And frankly, let's be honest, there's going to be some alcohol factoring into the skiers that are remaining on the mountain. So looking at activities that your family can do at the resort while you're still staying on property, but that aren't skiing. And this is really where some of those larger resorts come in handy.
Yeah. And just going back to the dinner, the crock pot ideas for things to just throw in before you go off to the mountain. One thing I've done in the past is just prepare whatever is going to go in the crock pot at home. So I know I have all of the tools and cutting boards and knives that I need to make that, put it into a Ziploc container, Ziploc bag, and freeze it and just bring it with me. So I don't even have to do any of the slicing and dicing that day. I just throw it right in. A lot of condos have, crock pots available, or just throw yours in your car. But that way it's just ready, and you always have that as a backup option if you decide not to eat out.
And we of course, wish you all the best of luck with your President's Day weekend travels. And we will also encourage you, if you feel a little sickness coming on, maybe a little ski season flu, because really, you deserve a midweek ski trip. And we can't advise enough taking the kids out of school for a day or two so they can experience some of these gorgeous mountains and the experience of being in snow without the long lift line. So we hats off to all of you who are making the magic happen on President's Day weekend. But if you can, we highly suggest taking the kids out for a day or two midweek at some point this winter, because that is certainly going to give you a very different skiing experience. And we think you and your family deserve both of those. To access the upcoming episodes, subscriptions start at $3 per month. With a subscription, you'll get access to the Après-Ski Conversations with Nicole and Sarah. Listen in as we guide moms to the best experiences on snow with travel tips, resort reviews, and more. In addition to a subscription thank you gift the first month, each month subscribers will also be treated to an exclusive Ski Moms recipe. Show your love for snow and this awesome show and start your subscription today by going to the link in the show notes. No one works as hard as a ski mom. With Mother's Day right around the corner, we want to remind everyone to shop the Ski Mom's gift guide for the best ideas. These are the gifts we want to give and get for Mother's Day. Prices range from under $10 for simple treats like notepads to big splurges like a new boot bag. Remember, the big day is Sunday, May 12th, so you want to shop now to make sure everything gets there in time for mom. Visit the SkiMomsFun.com gift guides page or click the link in show notes to see our picks for this year. Make it easy for your kids, partner, or spouse and just forward them the link. Or better yet, treat yourself to something from our expertly curated Ski Mom wish list. Remember, visit SkiMomsFun.com and look for the gift guide page.